Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and this week we return to Sample the Psalms. Psalm 26 starts off pretty shocking, as David seems to be really talking himself up. Verse 1. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Now we need to understand that David is not claiming to be faultless here. Rather, David can honestly profess to God a life of integrity. Yes, that seems bold, but the reason David can say this is because he is trusting in the Lord. You see, for David, it is the Lord's thoughts alone that matter. He lives according to God's standards because he fully trusts that God's ways are best. No one else dictates to David how he should live. Do you think this way? Or do you allow others' opinions of you to dominate your thoughts? How much time do you spend wondering what others are thinking of you? My friend, we learn here the assessment of the world doesn't matter ultimately. God alone is our judge. Perhaps you beat yourself up with self-criticism, evaluate yourself too harshly. Here's the thing. In the psalm before this, Psalm 25, David confessed his sins to God. He confesses when he screws up. At that point, David no longer carries any guilt or shame. Do you realize that once we confess our mess to God, it's gone and forgotten? We confess our sins. God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. And we hear that in the next verse. Verse 2, prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind, for your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness. Our hope is not in our steadfast love or our faithfulness. Our hope is in the Lord's steadfast love, and we keep it ever in our vision, and we walk in God's faithfulness. And because the steadfast love and faithfulness of the Lord is our anchor and hope, we can and should gladly ask God to examine our lives so that we can stay on the path of life. David actually says something quite similar in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. He says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. David next shifts his focus to the world in which we live and speaks to his resolve to remain pure. Verse 4, I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I don't think David would be a popular fellow in our culture of tolerance. But we cannot ever lose sight of who we are and who we belong to. In Christ, we are children of the Holy God. And because we are now holy, we are to hate corrupt companies. This is a holy hate. Our holiness requires hatred of what displeases our God. We cannot associate with corrupt companies. Bad company corrupts good character. 1 Corinthians 15:33. This does not mean that we hate individuals. Jesus calls us to love our enemies. We love them insofar as we see God's imprint on their lives. We pray for them and seek when we have opportunity to lead them away from what is destroying them. Every person, no matter how evil they are, still bears God's image. That's actually why we hate the sin that tarnishes God's reflection in them. And we go to the place where, verse 6, we can wash our hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling all your wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Notice the move from hate to love. God's house is where David's heart is, where he can rejoice in God. Here's a picture of the saints who can't wait until Sunday, when they get to go to church and sing God's praise. In David's day, the glory of the Lord dwelled in the tabernacle. But now that the Word became flesh, the dwelling place of God is man. Our God has poured out His Spirit on all flesh, so God's glory resides in every Christian. And David ends the psalm rehashing many of the things he said before. Verse 9, do not sweep my soul away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are evil devices, and in whose right hands are full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on level ground. In the great assembly, I will bless the Lord. In a day when there is much pressure to join in with a crooked and perverse generation, we need to walk carefully. Jesus does not call us out of the world, but he does warn us not to be of the world, which means you better be connected to his church. David ends in the great assembly. That is where we want to plant our feet while living in this world. It is only among the congregation of the righteous, the faithful bride that Christ purchased with his blood, where we will find safety until the day of judgment comes. Remember who you are and who you belong to.